Well, I'd like to bring in Brianna Wu now, who's a software developer and a Democrat candidate for Congress. What do you make of this move by Google?
Well, I think we don't really have enough information yet to know what the reason is behind this move to the entity list. You know, we've been talking in the United States about our vulnerability when it comes to cybersecurity and information security for a long time. It's worth remembering the 2016 election, we had the Hillary Clinton campaign having most of their emails leaked online. So there is a very legit concern over vulnerabilities with hardware and software. I think the bigger question here is this an effective way to get there? Huawei has come forward, and you know, when we started talking about this earlier this year, they said, look, we'll put our hardware up to certification, we'll put our software up to certification, we'll prove to the public that this is safe to use. And no one seemed to have taken them up on that. So if the real reason here is wanting a more secure smartphone ecosystem, there are better ways to go about it, I think.
Given the vulnerabilities that happened in the last US presidential election, are you given any kind of advice as a political candidate?
Absolutely. We were advised by the Democratic Party just a while back that we are forbidden from using Huawei phones. This is a legit concern. You know, this is coming from American intelligence agencies. So, you know, when we hear that, we obviously take that very, very seriously. I think a really disastrous outcome would be if we found out that the true motivation here was political.
How do you mean that the motivation could be political?
Well, I mean, if the reason here is Trump's trade war with China that's going on right now, that is not a good reason to ban Huawei technology. If there is information there, intelligence agencies have gathered that Huawei does have backdoors into hardware or software, that's a much more legitimate reason for something like this.
Huawei itself says, though, that the company's made it clear that they've never been asked to hand over any customer data or information. And the chief executive says that if asked, he'd refuse and actually would shut the company down rather than hand over that data.
Well, I think this is something we need standards across countries about how we manage these risks, because someone in China could be sitting there saying, well, we have the same worry with an iPhone. We have the same worry with the stock Android phone. So I think rather than taking any particular country at their word, I think we should all be working together to develop an international set of standards so people could have confidence that, you know, their smartphone is using excellent encryption without backdoors in it. So everyone, not just Americans, can feel secure about what they're doing on their smart devices.
Brianna Wu and earlier Dieter Bohn, thank you.